This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Province 5 Provincial Assembly meeting today to finalize the name and capital of the province. Health Ministry reports nearly 2,500 new coronavirus cases, 19 deaths confirmed yesterday. And the World Health Organization says 1 in 10 people worldwide might already have contracted the coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The Parliamentary Party of the Nepal Communist Party, Province 5, has directed its Provincial Assembly members to vote for the proposal brought by the provincial government. Communist Party Chief Whip Bhumeshwar Dhakal shared that Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel, as the state in charge of the party, directed the State Assembly members to vote for the proposal regarding the capital and the name of the province. The meeting also decided to make Dang Deokhuri as the administrative capital and Lumbini area as the economic and tourism capital. The state government on October 2nd had presented a proposal in the State Assembly for determining Deokhuri Valley as the permanent capital of State 5 and naming the state as Lumbini. The voting for this proposal is going to be held in the Provincial Assembly meeting today. The Health Ministry has confirmed the additional 19 deaths due to the coronavirus, including 12 deaths in Kathmandu Valley. With this, the total death toll from the coronavirus infection has reached 554 in Nepal. In a regular press briefing, Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam confirmed additional 2,440 fresh cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The Kathmandu Valley alone recorded 1,931 new coronavirus cases yesterday. The total number of corona infection cases has now reached to 89,263 in Nepal. Likewise, 1,133 people returned yesterday, taking national recovery tally to 65,202. Meantime, the ministry has urged all to celebrate festivals considering present health crisis. It appealed all to be alert as the coronavirus cases were increasing day by day. Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadu Thapa has said the government is putting its utmost efforts to make the prevention and rescue task more effective in pre- and post-disaster period. Home Minister Thapa, briefing the National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly, stated that negative development policies had increased the natural disasters. Meanwhile, Home Minister Thapa reaffirmed that the government was sensitive to minimize the cases of violence and oppression. The Nepal-India border security meeting has concluded by agreeing to take measures to minimize illegal import of arms. The meeting also agreed on exchanging security-related information between the two countries. The meeting was held at Kalaya of Bara district. The meeting dwelt on minimizing problems related to security and cross-border criminal activities during the ongoing second phase election of the Rajya Sabha in the Bihar state of India. The meeting also agreed to seal the Indo-Nepal border for 3 days in view of the election in Bihar state. Tourism Minister Yogesh Patrai has said that the government has prioritized upgrading the airports across the country. Speaking in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Patrai said the government was focusing on management of the existing airports rather than constructing new airports. Meanwhile, a tripartite agreement was signed yesterday for upgrading the Biratnagar airport into an international standard airport. The provincial government, the Biratnagar Metropolitan City and the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal signed the agreement yesterday. Supreme Court service delivery has been affected after a judge was tested positive for the coronavirus on Friday. Chief Justice Jolindra Samsir Rana and 17 other judges are under home quarantine after the judge was confirmed with the coronavirus infection. Information Officer of the Supreme Court, Devendra Dhakal, confirmed the coronavirus infection in a Supreme Court judge and some of the office staffs. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has urged the government to manage appropriate isolation centers to keep the coronavirus infected people. The Nepali Congress urged the government to target those who have no means to manage self-isolation center. Issuing a press release, Party Joint General Secretary and COVID-19 Monitoring Committee Coordinator Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat stated that the government should immediately manage basic facilities for the infected people to access the hospitals. Australian Ambassador to Nepal Peter Budd paid a farewell meeting to House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota yesterday. The ambassador, who is returning home after completing his tenure, visited Speaker Sapkota at his office in Singhadarbar. Speaker Sapkota appreciated the ambassador's contribution for making Nepal-Australia relations stronger during his term. Meanwhile, Ambassador Budd committed to further strengthen bilateral relations even after his return to Australia. A contingent of the Nepal Army peacekeeping force has left for South Sudan at the call of the United Nations. According to Nepal Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, 78 Nepal Army personnel of the first contingent left for the African country to join the peacekeeping mission. The army sources said security measures and protocols had been fully adopted while sending the peacekeepers to the mission. Meanwhile, a team of the Nepali peacekeepers is returning home from South Sudan today after completing the stated tenure. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has said 1 in 10 people around the world might have contracted the COVID-19 infection. The World Health Organization said this at a special meeting of the WHO leaders. A top official said that the estimate meant the vast majority of the world remained at risk. Similarly, the WHO's estimate puts the true figure of coronavirus at closer to 800 million, which is 35 million at present. The WHO is meeting at its headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, to discuss the global response to the pandemic. 10 months on, the crisis shows no sign of ending. Several countries are seeing second waves after easing restrictions, and in some cases, numbers are even higher. U.S. President Donald Trump has left hospital 3 days after being admitted with COVID-19. He also vowed to be back on the campaign trail soon. He flew for the short trip back to the White House on the presidential helicopter Marine One. More than 7.4 million cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the United States. The virus has killed nearly 210,000 Americans. Questions remain over the seriousness of the U.S. president's illness after a weekend of conflicting statements. The true scale of the outbreak at the White House remains unclear. Three scientists who discovered the virus hepatitis C have won the 2020 Nobel Prize in Medicine. The winners are British scientists Michael Houghton and US researchers Harvey Alter and Charles Rice. The Nobel Prize Committee said their discoveries ultimately saved millions of lives. The virus causing hepatitis C is a common cause of liver cancer and a major reason why people need a liver transplant. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of province number 1 and light rain at one or two places of province number 2, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius and minimum of 18 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Province 5 Provincial Assembly meeting today to finalize the name and capital of the province. Health Ministry reports nearly 2,500 new coronavirus cases, 19 deaths confirmed yesterday. And World Health Organization says 1 in 10 people worldwide might already have contracted the coronavirus. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.